Part 5.
"Why are we even here?" Powell said to me through her brain pal. "We and the rest of our platoon on the Uppsala were policing a protest on Erie in the city of Galway. The protest was entirely peaceful. All the protesters were doing, all anyone was doing as far as I could see, was lying down. Everywhere. There were at least 100,000 of them. She was 30 yards away from me, part of a defensive line in front of the Colonial Union offices. "We're protecting Colonial Union property," I sent back.
"What are they going to do? Lay on it?"
"I seem to remember you recently complaining about people thinking too much about our missions," I said.
"This seems like something the local police can handle."
"Indeed," I said, and pointed at a woman lying about 2 meters from me in a police uniform. "There's the chief of police. You can talk to her about it." Even from 30 yards away, I could hear Powell's snort of derision. The problem with Erie was not that the population had tried to declare its independence or tried to burn down the Colonial Union local headquarters or had invited less than entirely altruistic alien species to attack colonial ships and soldiers. The problem was that Erie had gone on strike. Not entirely on strike. The planet was still feeding itself and clothing itself and taking care of its own internal needs, but it had decided that for now it was no longer in the export business. This presented a problem for the Colonial Union because the Colonial Union bought a substantial amount from Erie, and Erie, as one of the earliest colonies, had one of the most developed export economies in the whole Colonial Union. The Colonial Union trade representative for Erie had asked what the problem was. "No problem," Erie, or more accurately, its governor for trade, said. "We've decided to get out of the export business." The Colonial Union trade representative pointed out that doing so would trash Erie's economy. Erie's governor for trade noted that its economists said that the change would be difficult, but weatherable, as long as everyone made certain sacrifices. The Colonial Union trade representative offered to raise the amount it offered for goods. Erie's governor for trade politely declined. The Colonial Union trade representative hinted that not doing business with them was tantamount to treason. Erie's governor for trade asked what particular Colonial Union statute covered enforced involuntary trade. The Colonial Union trade representative then made a crack about the entire planet lying down on the job.
"This is stupid," Powell said.
"As stupid as the Colonial Union trade representative?" I asked.
"Close," Powell replied. "We're wasting our time here, boss. We're not stopping anything or saving anyone or doing any good. We're just walking around a bunch of people lying down, waving our MPs around like assholes."
"They could spring up and attack us all."
"Lieutenant, I've got a guy 2 meters from me who is fucking snoring."
I smiled at this. "What do you suggest we do, Ilsa?" I asked.
"I have no idea. I'm open to suggestion."
"Okay, try this one on," I said, dropped my MP and walked out into the crowd.
"What are you doing?" Powell asked.
"Leaving," I said. I began to navigate around the prone bodies so I wouldn't step on any.
"Where to?"
"I have no idea."
"I don't think we are allowed to do that, boss. I think the technical term for what you're doing is desertion."
"They can shoot me if they want."
"They might."
"Ilsa," I said, stopped and looked back. "I've been doing this for 7 years. You know as well as I do that they're not going to let me stop. They've stopped rotating us out because there are no more of us coming in. But I can't do this anymore. I'm done." I turned and started walking again.
"They will definitely shoot you."
"They might," I agreed, echoing her earlier words. I made my way through the plaza and down to one of the side streets. I turned and looked back at Powell.
"It's not like they won't know where you are," she said to me. "You have a computer in your brain. It tracks your every movement. Hell, I'm pretty sure it can track your every thought."
"I know."
"They'll come get you."
"They probably will."
"Don't say I didn't warn you."
"I won't."
"What will you do?"
"I used to be a pretty good musician," I said. "I think I'd like to do that again."
For a while, anyway. You're nuts, Lieutenant. I want it out there on the record that I said that. Duly noted. Want to join me? Hell no, Powell said. We can't all be deserters. And anyway, there's a lieutenant position opening up. I think I'm in line for a promotion. I grinned. Goodbye, Ilsa, I said. Goodbye, Heather, she said. And then she waved. I turned the corner, and a building hid her from my view. I walked down the street, found another street that looked interesting, and started walking down it into the first day of another life. I think it was a Saturday.